Only cup of tea. What, the ones we bought the other day? Maybe about 52 or something like that, weren't they?
52, I thought they were 50 something, but I didn't know.
Either 52 or 57, I think they were. Because I owe you for those. Oh, you need to take it out.
The two lots of
coffee. Well, you'll take the biscuit. You'll take the biscuits out of the Wednesday thing, won't you? But I'll pay you for the two lots of coffee. This isn't it.
Well, that's whether I take 52 out, and I'm going to take the milk out, of course,
as well. Oh, you have to get that in the morning, of course.
Well, Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning, yeah. She's away till Thursday, is she? Doris, I think it was Doris actually who said it. So you've still been able to find it? Oh, I know what I was going to do. I was going to phone up the ATS tyre people just to find out how much these tyres are.
Just a second, I must get that 10 pence off there. For that student, that's not bad. And that one's July, but that month's the second. Should have remembered that today.
Well, March is the second is next Monday.
What do you want to find out? How much? Well,
I yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't need them just yet. I mean, I think I shan't need to get them until we come back from the trip. But I'm just really interested to know how much they're likely to be, and to find out how much the Byright people will charge for them.
Find their number,
yeah, find their number, yeah. Gosh. Clematis Nursery, Westleton, Saxmundham. Yeah, just sort of. Just the, you know, opened the page and there it was.
He's supposed to be the real expert, you know. And I remember he was quite a small concern, really.
Mm.
Yes, the coffee is 2 lots of 189, so that's 378, isn't it?
Mm.
That's lovely. 3 years ago, my sister died, leaving a household of two men, my brother-in-law aged 80, and myself approaching retirement age, to cope for ourselves. Because neither of us could really manage the kitchen, it was not long before we became very tired of having to eat convenience food. Sad-looking old meat pies, dried-out chips, and heated-up frozen vegetables soon palled. I began to despair. In the local press, I noticed an advert for an evening class, cookery for men. Being the young'un in the family, I plucked up courage and enrolled. But it was with great apprehension that I went to the first class I needed to wear in. There were 20 of us, other chaps in much the same boat as me. Nancy, our tutor, was cheerful down to earth and did not expect us to be cordon bleu cooks. That course changed my life. With a mixture of demonstrations, simple methods, and constant humor, Nancy taught us to fend for ourselves. I now have the confidence to tackle almost anything in the kitchen: pies, pastas, cakes, soups, meat dishes, vegetables, and bread. There have been many disasters along the road. Yorkshire puddings you could sole your shoes with, burnt offerings of several varieties, a pate that even my dog wouldn't eat, and last Christmas a chocolate log that disintegrated, the proud little Santa on top sinking without trace in a sea of chocolate gunge. These setbacks, however, were more than compensated for by the successes. We still keep meat pies and vegetables in the freezer, but only for emergencies, and I'm in the third year of the course now. Oh, that's lovely. You got £50 for writing that in as well.
Did he really? Yeah.
I was taking my very independent 3-year-old daughter for a walk, and I asked her to hold my hand. "I can hold my own hand, thank you," came the reply, and she did.
Tell you what, it's going to be a strange journey up to Woodbridge. Because where all the sort of the route that I reckon I know, I am not going to know it at all.
You'd say this would be me. As I was leaving the travel agents, I heard a woman say, "My friend and I want to get away from it all. Can you recommend somewhere completely unspoiled with a really nice shopping area?"
Yeah, you're right there. Somewhere like Traeger Mills. Thank you. Good Lord.
Use dampened string when tying up parcels. When the string dries,
it tightens
and
up.
Makes your parcel more secure.
You know the steep hill at between Martlesham and Woodbridge, you know, as you left Martlesham, you went down that steep hill down to the pub at the bottom of the hill where you came out on the Bold Beatings. Looks to me as if the new road misses that altogether. Goes round that, goes to the Beatings side of it. Looks to me...
give John a ring tonight.
Yeah.
You know, and sort of tell him what we've done, you know, say that you really want to see Ina, and why you're still able sort of comfortably to drive and that sort of thing. I mean, you can put it that way. You were saying, anyway, she's my only living real relative.
That's right.
I know they are. Because her children, but I'm going to say we didn't want to sort of upset her by you know
landing ourselves on. That's right.
On. So we arranged this 5-day break.
But if we have everything ready to leave as soon as I get back from Chess, and I'll make sure I leave promptly. If we can come straight away then, with a bit of luck, we'll be onto the M25 by 4:30. So we
how
might...
How far around do we have to go on it?
Practically the whole way, halfway round. About 40 miles on it. Not a lot further than Gatwick, but in the other direction. But it's going to take us, I mean, what Gatwick took us about 3.5 hours, didn't it? Well, I reckon it's going to take us 3.5 hours to get to the other end. So 2.5 hours to it, and an hour on it, if it's not too bad. And then, of course, we've got to go up from there to Ipswich, Woodbridge. But it's dual carriageway all the way now, you see.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's 70 miles, so it should only take us another hour. So, perhaps 4.5 hours, if we don't get held up on the M25, 4.5 hours would do, so that if we leave here at 2, we could be there, you know, well by 7. Quarter past 5.
What's the time now?
Coming up to 4.
I'm just going to do a salad, aren't I? And...
Yeah.
And...
Cold chicken.
The cold chicken, yes. But you can have the other little apricot thing. And there is yogurt, which I'm quite happy with.
Yeah. Have you got John's telephone number in your room?
Isn't it in there?
It's not in the long book.
Oh, well, look in the front. Here. One of those two small.
Yes. Oh, no. You got their address. You haven't got their telephone number.
No.
Well, I'm wondering if it's in the Christmas book. Thank you. No, I'll have to go out to the telephone box later on and ring up Directory Inquiries.
They said something about they were going to be closing down somewhere in Cornwall because the Directory Inquiry service was not being used.
Yeah, but you're still...
You're charged for it.
Well, you're charged for it from the a private call, but you're not charged...
Not from a phone box.
Not from a phone box.
Although not seriously hurt, I did go to casualty to have some cuts cleaned and an x-ray taken to check I hadn't broken my ankle. Now I have received a bill for £19.30 from the hospital for the treatment I was given. I thought all treatment was free on the NHS. Do I have to pay? And they answer no, nor should you have been sent the bill, although the hospital was within its rights to make the charge. Called the emergency treatment fee, it is a standard charge for immediate treatment given by a doctor or a hospital to any casualty of a road accident. According to the 1988 Road Traffic Act, the ETF can be charged only to the driver of the car involved, irrespective of who caused the accident. The hospital should therefore have sent the driver.
That's right, yeah.
Provided you have no other income that will take you over your personal allowance of tax. Registered for gross interest, that's the Business Society on the Inland Revenue Form R85, interest with no tax deduction. You can also get this form at your local tax office or bank. If you register immediately, you'll benefit from a whole year's worth of tax-free interest towards calculated on April 5th. If your billing society won't allow you to register, you can still apply for a refund of overpaid tax. You should pass the financial year. For details, see leaflet 1R111, how to claim or repay tax on the Bank of England Society. So I should go into the tax office.
No, I think we've got the interest, your interest on my bill.
I know you said that to the Business Society, but yeah. I was just thinking then of the other.
Oh, about tax credit, yeah. Well, yeah, I could do that if you don't get here from the...
I should have heard from them by now.
I would have thought so, yeah. Didn't you say somewhere in St. Austell?
No, I've seen one since then.
Oh.
Bearing in mind, too, that as a non-taxpayer, you could open an account in just your name. To enable all the interest to be paid gross. You don't like that,
do you? Well, neither here nor there, but I mean, the thing is that we'd have, as it is, we're not losing anything because you're getting yours, half of it's coming back as gross interest.
I'm not paying tax, you do have to.
You're tired. You haven't been doing anything, have you? Yeah.
Pamela.
Is cycling at a constant speed. Here she is.
4 seconds later.
And here she is 4 seconds later.
Pam went 20 miles.
20? Well, she wouldn't go 20 miles in 4 seconds, would she? 4 seconds.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Not really, no. Not cycling.
How far did she go each second? 5.
Right.
How
And what is her speed? In meters per second.
Five.
That's right. 5 m/s. Right. Good.
Ken is running at a constant speed. He covers 18 meters in 3 seconds. What is his speed? 6.
That's right.
A plane flying at a constant speed takes 5 seconds to go 1,500 miles.
What no. Meters.
What is his speed in meters per second? How much into that goes? 300.
That's right. 300 meters per second. I think you'll find here they won't deal with miles at all. Having said that, they do. No, they don't. They do show miles, but they also show kilometers. Yes, right. So number 4.
The lorry traveling along the motorway at a constant speed gives 100 meters in 4 seconds. What is the speed? 4 to 60. I'm being a bridesmaid.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, when are you going to be a bridesmaid? Oh, who's getting married?
My uncle.
Oh.
Is it 4 into that?
Yeah.
4 into 10 goes...
4 into 100.
Oh, 25.
Right.
25.
MS.
And it's in the okay. I've seen this one before. Hey, there.
Probably a photograph.
Yeah. That's good there, it is. It was running along a track at a constant speed. He passed the 150 meter mark. 10 seconds later, he passed the 250 meter mark. How far did he run in 10 seconds?
Right. Now be careful. Because you give the speed in meters per second. So how far is it per second? Well, let's look, he passed the 150-metre mark. 10 seconds later, he passed the 250-metre mark. How far did he run in 10 seconds? And you've put down 100 metres.
Yeah.
Right. Now it says, B, what was his speed?
10.
Yes, 100 metres in 10 seconds, but you don't give the speed like that. You give the speed in metres per second.
Yeah.
So, what was his speed? 10 meters per second, right. Right, here are the distance time graphs of two walkers. There's the time in seconds. There's the distance in meters.
How far did Anne go in 10 seconds?
How far did Anne go in 10 seconds?